Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 95 for Friday, October 9th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were slightly weaker Friday morning as traders waited for the release of the USDA supply and demand report. Traders were reluctant to push values too far one way or the other ahead of Monday's Thanksgiving Day holiday in Canada. The Canadian dollar was higher compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to buyers in other countries. Canola was anywhere from $90 to a dollar below unchanged, with the November contract coming in at $469.10 per ton. Malaysian palm oil was sharply lower due to currency issues in Malaysia, which was bearish for the market. Trading is expected to be choppy throughout the day, with the release of the USDA report at 11 o'clock expected to provide direction for the remainder of the session. Rain has delayed what's left of the harvest across some parts of the Canadian prairies. So far, though, the yields have largely exceeded expectations. Soybeans were stronger, which lent canola some support. Commercial buying has been steady in recent days, while farmer selling hasn't been aggressive as many expected. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down 4 cents, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.76 a bushel. Traders believe the USDA report will cut estimates for soybean production, and they have been positioning themselves in anticipation of that. Down in Argentina, crushing facilities have begun to slow down their production for maintenance. Chinese soybean markets are also lower on the day. Corn was a cent weaker, with the December contract sitting at $3.90 a bushel. There are expectations that the USDA will slash estimates for the U.S. corn harvest in today's report. Gains were limited also from increased harvest activity and favorable yield reports across the U.S. corn belt. A weaker U.S. dollar is encouraging some buying. The Brazilian corn crop is expected to be 82 to 84 million tons. U.S. wheat is a cent lower, with the December contract sitting at $5.10 a bushel. Dry conditions in Russia and Australia are improving, which was bearish for the U.S. market. Many countries are reportedly looking to buy wheat right now, but the strong U.S. dollar is discouraging them from considering U.S. as a supplier. The Australian wheat crop is estimated at 24.3 million tons this year. That is compared to previous estimates of 25.3 million tons. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.